Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletieri, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking into weathermanpod.com on your Thursday. It's the fourth day of the fourth month of 2024. On your Thursday, with that big storm across the Northeast causing flooding and even some snow showers and squalls across Ohio, eastern sections of the Great Lakes in southern Canada, and even central and northern New York State. And that, of course, is going to continue to spin across most of Pennsylvania, New York State, and New England, and causing extensive delays into Philadelphia, Newark, New York, LaGuardia, and JFK, and also up in the Boston area, as winds will be strong and there'll be isolated showers and even some isolated thunderstorms. And of course, with snow in central and northern portions of New York State and New England, that'll be causing extensive accumulations of wet snow in this early spring type of storm that continues to strongly affect the area with flooding and rainfall. Elsewhere in Atlanta, it looks like the weather's going to be pretty good in fair conditions, but windy in Charlotte. South Florida, maybe some isolated thunderstorms down in Miami and the Keys, but from Fort Lauderdale northward up to Daytona, looking good, as does the good weather in Tampa, St. Pete, all the way out to Tallahassee. Houston, Dallas, Austin, all looking good in Texas. In the Chicago area, it's going to be occasional snow showers and windy conditions, windy weather for the Windy City, and that'll cause isolated light delays. Fair skies in Minneapolis, St. Paul. West Coast, another big storm moving in to the Pacific Northwest, causing extensive rains across Northern California, Oregon, and Washington, and even rain from San Diego to L.A. to San Francisco, all the way up to the Washington State. And that will cause some light to moderate delays out on the West Coast. But the real story is going to be in the Eastern Seaboard. Our forecast for the Northeast Corridor from D.C. up to the Boston area, lots of clouds, lots of showers, could be some isolated thunderstorms, early spring thunderstorms. In this type of situation, many times can result in some small hail. Then during the nighttime, as temperatures get colder because of the loft, it's still cold, there may even be some wet snow showers in the New York City area or northwestern sections of New Jersey, northeastern Pennsylvania, the Poconos, or Catskills. Temperatures on Thursday generally near 50, nighttime lows in the 30s, highs on Friday with more isolated showers and maybe even some snow showers in the colder north and west. Highs will only range in the 40s to near 50 with those continued gusty northwest winds. And eventually, fair skies will arrive as we head into Saturday and Sunday. And it looks like good weather for the Northeast for the solar eclipse on Monday of next week. We'll have more to say on that in tomorrow's report. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri. I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking in. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow.